That was Gerald Feierstein, former US ambassador to Yemen. And earlier I was also joined by Professor Dr. Hans Koschler. He's the president of the International Progress Organization. He believes that the formation of the new government in Yemen is a sign of the desperation on the part of the rebels.
It is a very important move because it makes evident how desperate the people are about the fact that the peace negotiations under the auspices of the United Nations have led to no results, and somehow it is an expression of desperation on the part of one of the groups in the Yemeni civil conflict.
Are you concerned that it could potentially provoke a response from President Hadi's government?
President Hadi will, of course, not approve this move, and what I expect is that he will further ask foreign countries to increase their military measures. The problem is, as far as President Hadi is concerned, that in the year 2015 he did resign from his post as president of Yemen, and he did not revoke that resignation, and then he fled, as is known, abroad. So we are in a kind of constitutional quagmire in Yemen right now, and it is not so clear whether he really is the authority now to make any decisions on a sound legal basis concerning this new development.
What steps do you think need to be taken in order to see an end to the war in Yemen, but not just that, in order to see an actual lasting peaceful arrangement? What would you like to see happen? What does the international community have to do?
I mean, the problem we are faced with now is that in Yemen, as in other countries in the region, there is a kind of a proxy war between regional powers, and whenever such a situation occurs and a civil conflict is acquiring or getting such a larger dimension, it is very difficult to give any sound advice how to reach a lasting and peaceful settlement. But still, as it seems to me, the only option is that the international community should be neutral and should not be biased and should not, for instance, interfere on the side of one of the parties to the conflict against the other. And the United Nations also must keep its impartial attitude. Unless the United Nations organization is able to maintain, to stay in negotiating terms with both sides to conflict, the UN cannot achieve much. And the problem in regard to the Security Council may be that the Council has imposed an arms embargo last year, but only against one party to the conflict, against the Houthis. And so the position of the UN is imbalanced. But finally, as in any civil conflict, a solution can only be reached through negotiations between the parties to the conflict in the country itself. It can never be imposed from outside, or if it is, it will not last long.
Dr. Hans Koschler, very, very interesting to get your thoughts. Thanks for joining us today on World in Focus.
You're welcome.